amazing grace. Should know your face. They said you call yourself a king. Because he'll say that's when he looked out in the crowd. Love was nowhere to be.
Amen, amen, amen.
Okay, we heard your amen, and that was it.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Amen. Amen. God bless each and every individual that is listening to us via internet, phone line, radio, you name it. We thank God for each and every one of you. What a wonderful song by Pastor Dedrick Haddon out of California. We thank God for him. And we thank God also for Pastor E. I'm really on kind of a fire right now, because I do believe that God is getting ready to do some things for his people. Amen. Last week we talked about something that was so wonderful, that the Holy Spirit began to just deal with each and every one of us. And there were some people who came on and expressed what they were going through and how God was just ministering through me to them. And we just give God the praise. We really do give him all of the worship and all of the honor. On my way to my job right now, and I said, Lord, I do want to continue to talk to the people, and I know that we were going to do something on last Tuesday, but we're going to carry on. I'm going to try to set aside a Tuesday out of the month, and we're going to talk about money matters. I think that was something that me, Pastor E, was talking about, that I think that people really need to adhere to. I also got a couple of people that are going to be coming in with us, and we're going to talk about the money system, the system that is happening that many of us don't even know nothing about when it pertains to the economic system, the money transferring system, the banking system. I'm trying to tell you there are a lot of us who don't even understand what is getting ready to take place, and I want the people right here on the Now Network to be very knowledgeable of what's getting ready to take place here. I was looking at on the, I think I was watching CNN, and they said by 2035, Social Security and income tax money that we get will be no more. So you figure it's 2019 now. You figure in about 16, 17 years, many of y'all, I know I'll be close to 70, so we probably won't have Social Security. So you're going to have to do something now. If you're not saving, if you, you know, I remember when my grandmother didn't even go to the bank. They used to have their money under their mattresses. They used to have money in safe and shoe boxes. They didn't use the bank. Whatever they knew back then, and for whatever happened that it didn't transfer down to us, to now having it to be the way that it is right now, is something. Remember over, I believe it was over in Europe, the banking system had crashed, could not get to their money. It was somewhere in some country. I can't remember what it was, where it was at. But the banking system had crashed, and people were going berserk because they could not get a hold to their money. They could not use their debit cards. They couldn't get no food, no gas, no anything, because when the banking system went down and so many people who were connected to the bank, the banking system over in that country, guess what? They had no access to nothing, no food, no nothing. I remember my uncle said, look, we need to buy some land so that we can harvest our own vegetables, our own cattle, all of this stuff, because when things hit the fan, because it's going to hit the fan, and I'm telling you, it's going to catch us off guard for those who are not prepared nor ready. Amen, somebody. We are behind the time. I'm telling you, the prophetic clock is ticking, and some of us don't even know what time it is right now, let alone know the prophetic clock. But I'm telling you, God, that's why God is placing prophets to look here. It's more than just prophesying. For all of you prophets who just love to prophesy, you better do some research and give the people some history. You better give them some knowledge. You better give them some a complete understanding of what's getting ready to take place in today's society. Yes, God wants you to be millionaires. God wants that whatever. God wants you to be this and be that. But if you are prophesying with no knowledge, Lord help us. Lord help us. And for all of you who got itchy ears who love following these prophets, who just want to prophesy to you and prophesy to you, but don't give you no complete understanding or knowledge, you are going to miss it. You better get with some prophets who do more than just prophesy. You better get with some prophets who dig into the Word of God and will give you a complete understanding of the time. Woo, My God, glory. I thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I give you praise. I give you honor, Lord. And for those who are listening to me, Father, I ask that you continue to bless them right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, this is your mouth. I'm yielding it to you right now. And I ask that you take complete control right now. Begin to speak to your people on how you want to speak to them, God, not on how Dwayne wants to speak to them. Lord, I decrease while you increase in me, and I'm asking that your deity have its way right now in the name of Jesus. Father, bless those right now that are hearing. Lord, give them the ears to hear and give them the mind to understand, Father. And Lord, we thank you right now. We ask you to take complete control, Holy Spirit. Use me in a mighty way to portray and bring forth your message, God. Your message of love, your message of rebuke, your message of rebuilding, your message of putting us on straight street, Father. Have your way now in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. If you agree with that, let your heart say amen. Father, we thank you. I talked to you all a couple of weeks ago about issues. Many of us have issues. Society has issues. This world has issues. We got some things that are going on that if we do not handle it right now, these issues are going to take complete control over us. I was telling somebody on yesterday, do not allow your circumstances to stop your progress when it pertains to moving forward in the things of God. Many of us have allowed our problems to stop us and stagnate us when we are trying to move forward in the things of God. We have allowed our issues, our circumstances, to take complete control over us. We allowed people to take complete control over us because of the things that we did not handle correctly. So let's go back to this issue thing. Donald Trump, he has some issues. He has some issues on not knowing how to tell the complete truth. And now these issues have gotten the best of him to the point now they're wanting to impeach him. Oh, come on, Tom. I'm telling you, people of God, we got some issues that if we don't allow God to deal with our issues, these issues are going to run our lives. Now what he does is he lives off of what he says. He lives off of what he says. Everybody in his cabinet circle, many of them are just dropping off. Ever since he got into office, people are just all of a sudden, those who he chosen, guess what? They don't even want no part of his issues because they don't want his issues to become their issues. Don't you know, people of God, if you do not handle your issues will become the person that you love issues. Amen. Your issues and your problems that you don't want to face become the people who are close to you problems. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I don't want my issues to become none of my friends' issues. I don't want what I'm going through to become somebody else is going through. I wouldn't want that for anybody. But I'm asking God to, Lord, please help me with my issues. I need about five of you right now just to say, Lord, help me with my issues. Lord, help me with my issues. Don't let my issues get the best of me to the point where I cannot move forward with you. Amen. Don't allow my anger to overtake me. Don't allow frustrations to bring me under. Don't allow a jealous spirit to creep up inside of me. Don't allow this fornication spirit that I have yet to deal with break me down. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Amen. We got some issues, people of God, and it's time for us. We got ship issues. We got issues that we have yet to even ask the Father to deal with, and these issues are taking us over, especially those who may have issues with pornography. We got some issues that if we don't ask the Father to help us right now, they're going to take complete control over us. So out of the book of Mark, amen, the woman who had an issue of blood, the Bible said that she went to everybody, and by her going to everybody, the issues in her life increased. There was no settle with inside of her because nobody knew the actual DNA of her blood. There's people who don't ask, they know what you're going through, but don't know actually what you're suffering from. Woo, my God, that's a good one right there. There are people who know what you're going through, but don't know what you're suffering from. Because some of these issues are they're suffocating us to the point we can't breathe. Amen. I ain't going to be with y'all alone. I'm telling you, I like last week, I feel something going on in my shando. I feel something going deep down inside of me. I told one of my prophet friends, Prophet Todd, on the other day, we had a very candid conversation. I told him, I said, there are many people who speak the language of the Father, but don't have his character. Woo, shadabaha. The Holy Spirit gave that to me. Amen. There are many of us who speak the language of the Father, but his character is far from us. We know how to walk right. We know how to talk right. We know to have a look about us, but we don't even have the character of the Father because the issues that have been bothering us have now displaced us to the point all we are doing now is looking good, talking good, dressing good, but we ain't got the Holy Ghost to check us on our attitudes. Oh, shit, my God, glory. I feel the power right now. I'm telling you, we don't have the Holy Ghost to check us when it comes to the things of God, of Yahweh God. Come on, talk to me up in here. We don't have the Holy Ghost to tell us, you know you're doing wrong, because we do not listen to the checks that he's giving us. He's checking us in our spirit about the things that we're going and the things that we're saying, the things that we're doing, and we are not adhering to him checking us in the spirit realm. Guess what? Our issues have covered our ears to the point we can't hear God talking to us. And I don't know who I'm talking to on the line tonight. You have allowed your spirit to suffocate the voice of God when it pertains to your walk with him. Get your life in order, says God. Get your things in order, says the Spirit of God, because he's trying to give you life and show you life and give it to you more abundantly, but you have allowed your issues to take over you to the point that now you're walking in error. I don't know what pastor I'm talking to on the line tonight, but God says that your issues have covered you instead of his blood. My Father on heaven. My Father in heaven, glory be to God. I'm Pastor E. I'm going 100 miles an hour right now in the spirit realm. And there's somebody on the line, you've been playing with this issue in your life, and you have yet to ask God to help you. One minute you ask God to help you, and then you take back the issue from God because you think your issues are too big for God to handle. And then you keep going to God, Lord, I need your help, but you're playing with your issues, and your issues know that you're playing with them, and now guess what? They're taking over your body. Oh, my God, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Let me slow down. I feel this thing. If Pastor V is on the line, I feel this thing, Pastor. I'm telling you, this thing is inside of me right now. All you prophets, I don't know why I'm going back to this, but all you prophets who prophesy, just prophesy, you better, the Lord says, study your word. Amen. It's more than just prophesying. You better study your word. And God says, give the people his word, not your word. Give the people his word and not your word. I'm going to say that one more time for the Holy Ghost. Give the people his word and not your words. Amen. Let's go back to this issue. Glory be to God. Mark, the fifth chapter. I believe it's around the 25th verse. The Bible says, a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, just like some of us on the line right now, we've had issues since the issues we have accepted came into our lives. We've had these issues 12, 13, 14. Some of you had issues for 20 years that you have yet to ask the Father to help you. Amen. You had issues before you even accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, and those very same issues are now dealing with you, even though you're Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized, running for your life. Well, how can I talk about this? Well, look here. I am not one to say that I'm without fault. I got some issues, people of God. Amen. I'm not going to sit up here and say that I ain't got no issues. Yes, I got some issues. But one thing about me and some other people who don't allow God, I'm asking God daily, please, Lord, help me with my issue. I thank God that he got people in my corner that I can call on and say, hey, brother, pray for me right now. I'm dealing with some anger right now. I remember when I was going through something, me and my wife, we were going through some things. I remember I had a friend of mine by the name of Minister Davis, Dwayne Davis. He was trying to give me the word, but I was pushing him off. Not that I didn't want to hear the word. I wanted to vent about my issue. And I remember telling him, and I remember telling one of my other friends, close friend of mine, Xavier Jones, I said, look here, don't give me the word of God right now. I just want to vent this issue up off me so that we can know how to pray about this issue. I got an issue right now on my job. I got an issue. I got an issue with a pastor who used to be in my close proximity for 25 years, betrayed me. I got an issue, and I thank God that I got people in my corner, because my flesh rose up and wanted to do the number one thing that my flesh wanted to do, and like LL Cool J said, Mama said, knock you out. Amen. That's for y'all hip-hop people who used to be in the 80s. Amen. When LL Cool J was really hitting on something, he made a song against Cool Moe D. Said, "Mama said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out." And so my flesh had rose up because of the issue that I had, and I wanted to result in number one was knock you out. But I thank God for friends. I'm telling you, people of God, y'all better get some people who really know your DNA. You better get some people who really know your blood type. I know I'm talking good on the line tonight, amen, because these people, they will keep you checked. Me and my older brother, we got this thing that we keep in tune with one another. It's KMA. I know Pastor E might make a shirt out of this. KMA means keep me accountable. KMA, keep me accountable. So we've been holding on to this pat for over 20-something years. He said, hey, bro, it's KMA time. And I already know what he's talking about. It's KMA time. Yes, KMA time is keep me accountable time. I need you to keep me accountable. What's going on? This is what's going on. Yeah, bro, we got to check this out. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, keep us accountable with your walk, with walking in your statue, God. Let us not get out of alignment. There are many of us who got issues in our life that it has gotten us out of alignment. And guess what? We are on some treaded grounds where issues have now taken us out of alignment. I know I'm talking tonight on this line right here. So the Bible said that this woman had an issue for 12 years. that she bled. Some of us are bleeding out right now because of the issue in our lives are keeping us bleeding out, keeping us weak, keeping us frustrated, keeping us tired with people, keeping us not knowing how to trust the right people, keeping us all mangled up, these issues. And the Bible says, and had suffered many things of many physicians, which means the people who she went to go see could not diagnose her properly because they did not know the DNA to her issue. And guess what? She spent all she had. And like some of us, we spend our time with people. We spend our money on folk. I remember one of my issues, Pastor E, was I wanted to be accepted by everybody. I couldn't stand rejection. Been rejected and walked in the spirit of rejection for over 30-some years. I could not stand to be rejected, so I would do anything I possibly could do to make somebody like me, even if it meant spending my money on them. As long as I got the approval or I got some type of significance of some type of love from them, I felt love. And when you are a young man like I was back in the day, searching for love in all the wrong places, I had an issue. I had an issue that dealt with me for a long, long time. So if there's anybody on the line right now, you dealing with the spirit of rejection, let me pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, throw your hands up in the air. Father, in the name of Jesus, please deliver them from the spirit of rejection right now. Father, I thank you right now, Yahweh God, that you're getting ready to go into the inner core of them and begin to pluck out every strings of rejection that is connected to their DNA, God. I thank you right now, God, for total healing over their mind, body, and soul right now, God. And I pray, Father God, by the spirit of Yahshua HaMashiach, Christ of Nazareth, that they be glorified through you, God. And that this spirit of rejection be canceled over their lives now in Jesus' name. And we thank you. Amen. So when you have dealt with the spirit of rejection, which is an issue that many of us have succumbed to, and it's time for us to get out of it. Rejection has done something to the body of Christ like never before. Is taking folk out because they need the approval of people. I had to have the approval of people in order to move forward. I would do anything just to get the approval rate. And if I could say this before I got saved, I would have sex with women just to get the approval rate of a man. I thought that was being a man. If I go out and just have sex with this person or have sex with that person, I'm being a man now. I'm fulfilling something. No, that's rejection that I was dealing with. That was rejection I was dealing with. I used to drink, didn't have to drink, but because I had other people who drunk, I used to want to accept, get accepted with them until somebody said one day, man, this ain't you. What are you doing this for? And that dealt with me for a long time. What am I doing this for? It's because some of the issues in our lives, people, some of the issues that are in our lives are now at our door. They're at our door, and they're not knocking on the door. They're pushing down the door. Amen. But we have got to be like this woman right here who knew she had an issue, but she said, if I can just touch him, if I can just get to him, if I can just make myself presentable to him, I know that the issues that I'm dealing with right now will no longer be my issue. But I will be releasing it so that now it's the Father's issue. Amen. I don't know why I'm getting ready to say this, but I do know why I'm getting ready to say this. I need five of y'all right now just to look at your hand. Have a closed fist. Close your fist and now open it. Close your fist and now open it. See, the closed fist is a representation that nothing can go into it. But when you begin to open your fist, now you have nothing but your hand being open to now you're releasing it. You're releasing this anger. You're releasing this frustration. You're releasing this jealous spirit. You're releasing this rejection spirit. You're releasing this whoremonging spirit. You're releasing this sexual spirit. Now this spirit is no longer your issue now. It's the Father's issue. Amen. Oh, man, I know I'm talking today. I know I'm talking tonight. Amen. I know I ain't going to be on here long because I want us to have a dialogue. I want us to talk for a little bit. Amen. I hope and pray that we can one day get this thing to go about an hour and a half, you know, but that depends upon you all. You know, if you like what we're talking about, email Pastor E. Let Pastor E know that the prophet's closet is helping you. Let's extend this for a little bit longer. Amen. I just got an email from one of my wonderful friends. He said, this message right here must go viral. We got some things, people of God. We got some love issues that I'm telling you, because our past has messed us up futuristically. And I don't care if you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior. Yes, you've been washed with the blood, but guess what? If you don't allow his washing of the blood to wash that issue in your life, your issue will take centerfold even when you begin to speak in tongues. Hey, Robasha, Ruko, Lamandere, Behiste, Labashanda, Baha. Them things will begin to speak to you late at night if you don't ask the Father to cleanse your mind. Oh, I speak Hebrews 9 and 14 over all of you that are listening to me. It says, now that the blood of Christ, who through the eternal offer yourself without spot to God, purge my conscience from dead work to serve the living God. Amen. Hebrews 9 and 14, for many of you who want to go back and ask God to purge my conscience. See, the enemy, he speaks to the conscious, the subconscious mind. Oh, God, glory. We thank you, Father. I'm telling you, people of God, we have got to ask the Father to handle the issues in my life. Amen. Some of us don't know what real love is. We're looking for love in all the wrong places. We the first person who come along to show us a little bit of attention, we go haywire. And then all of a sudden, we drop everything because we feel as though that person loves us. But then they start to treat us all any kind of way, and we accept it because that's what we view as love. That's the reason why many women cannot walk away from an abuser. Oh, God, glory. They can't walk away because they view that as love. But because of the issue in their lives, it has covered them to see what real love really is. Real love is that which died on the cross for you. That shed his blood for you. That you don't have to go through what you're going through, which is false love. Because real love knows how to bleed for you. Y'all gotta kiss this prophetically. Real love knows how to die at some things for you, so that you won't have to handle these issues. I thank God for my brothers and sisters that are real, that I'm really connected with. Amen. Coming up on October, I'm gonna try to make this thing a a thing, a spiritual thing between me and my prophet friend, Prophet Blaylock, out of Houston, Texas, where we go and we go to Orlando, Florida, and we get ministered to. Amen, somebody. We're gonna try to make this thing I don't want to say a ritual, but a fellowship, where it's just me and him, locked in a hotel room where we can go get ministered to by Prophet Todd Halstead. I think that's his name. But boy, that man, that prophet has a word in his belly. And we're trying to take other folk, other men with us to get ministered to. Amen. Prophet Todd Hall, that's his name, Prophet Todd Hall. And so I'm telling you, he dealt with us in October of last year. We had a Holy Ghost good time. Holy Ghost good time. All right, let me get back to this, and then I'm gonna go ahead and we're gonna open up the lines. Amen. This woman had an issue of blood, spent all she had, tried to get with every person she could possibly get with to try to identify her issue. But the Bible says when she got with these people, she didn't get no better but grew worse. Some of us, we're connected to people who don't know nothing about our DNA, and we ain't getting better, we're growing worse. That's why you can't ask people to pray, everybody to pray for you, because they don't know what your blood type is. They don't know if you got blood A, B, or C. Amen. And some of us, we got some unique blood, and they have no prescription, prescribed what type of blood we got. And the only person who knows our DNA and our blood type is the Father. And this is the reason why we need to go back to the Father with the things that we're going through, because He knows us. The Bible says that He knows the very hairs on our head. Don't you know if one follicle of your hair comes out of your scalp, the Father knows what place and position it was in? That's how well He knows us. Tell Joshua, I knew you before the foundations of the earth. I knew you. Amen. I think that was Joshua or Jeremiah. It was one of the prophets. I think it was Jeremiah. He said, man, I knew you. I formed you. Don't you know God knows the issue you got? Why are you so scared to go to the Father with the issue? So what if it's nasty? So what if it's ugly? So what if it looks crazy? And so what if you feel as though, man, I shouldn't be dealing with this thing at such a pivotal point of my life? I should have been past this. Who said that? Everybody got things that they're dealing with. But it's not what you're dealing with, it's how you deal with it. My God, I got to clap on that one myself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It ain't what you're dealing with, people of God. It's how you deal with it. How do you deal with the issue? Who do you actually tell your issue to that they can now minister to you because they know your blood type? Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen. So the Bible says that she grew worse with her issue. She didn't get no better, but she got worse. She got worse with her fornication. And I'm paraphrasing this. This ain't in the Bible, but I'm just speaking about us. The people we got connected with, we got worse with the spirits that we were dealing with. We got worse because their spirits down jumped onto us, and now we got worse. Amen. Watch your connections in this season. Some of you pastors that are on here, you better watch your connections. You better watch who lifts you up, and you better pray who's pulling me down. Why can't I go to this next level? Because you got somebody in your corner pulling you down. They ain't praying for you. You better watch who you connected with, prophet. You better watch who you connected with, evangelist. You better watch who you connected with, apostle. Amen. You wonder why you can't get to the next level? You better ask the Father, who's praying against me? who don't want me to reach this next level with you, God? What issues that I'm dealing with, Father, that is allowing me not to make it to the next level in you? Ooh, my God, glory. Thank you, Jesus. You better ask him why you ain't married right now. You better ask the Father what single person you connected with don't want to see you get married because they ain't married. Oh, my goodness. I know I'm talking good tonight. Glory be to God. You better pray. Who is it, Father, that because nobody has approached them about marriage, they're praying that I never get married? You better ask the Father who's in my corner. Who did you allow to be in your secret place? Woo, shatalaba. Glory to God. Oh, my goodness. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but I know the Father is talking, Prophet Blaylock. I know the Father is talking, Prophet Todd, Dwayne Davis. I know the Father is talking, Xavier Jones. I know the Father is talking, Pastor V. I know the Father is talking tonight. Somebody you allowed who had more issues greater than you, you allowed them to be in your secret place. And guess what? Woo, my goodness. They ain't praying for you, but they're asking, whoever they're asking, demonized spirits to pull you down along with them. Uh-oh. Okay, let me get off that one. We're talking about issues. But ain't that an issue, people of God? Ain't that an issue? I got folk who I thought was praying with me now praying against me. Amen. All right, we're getting ready to wrap this up because I want to open up the line. Amen. We're getting ready to wrap this up. The time is 9:41. Amen. We're getting ready to wrap this up. I ain't even got through all of it. I talked, man, I'm telling you. But then she says this. When the Bible says when she had heard of Jesus, came and pressed behind him and touched his garment. She said, I got to get in position because the issues that I'm dealing with, I'm not going to allow my issues to keep me from getting into position. Oh, my goodness. That's a word for somebody. I'm not going to allow my issues to keep me from getting into position. If you do any studying back in the biblical days of this woman right here with the issue of blood, her issue was to the point where it caused her to be unclean. Anytime when you have blood pouring out of you in the manner of where she was having the blood poured out of her, it says that you're unclean because you're going through a purification. But her purification has got to the point where it has been a problem for her to be bleeding the way she's been bleeding. And she could not go outside. She could not be around people. She could not hang with her Ace Boone Coon friends or whatever. See, I'm trying to let you see this in today's terminology. She could not be around people because she was considered unclean. She was considered unhealthy. Amen. So she was in an isolated position, which now the spirit of rejection is on her, the spirit of shame, the spirit of isolation is on her, and now she cannot adapt nor move. Her friends are being out in public because she was considered unclean. Her issue had called her, had put a name on her. Oh, my God, I heard the Holy Ghost on that one. Amen. Thank you, Father. I just heard the Holy Spirit tell me to tell some of you on here, look here, it has called your name now. It has named you. Your issues have named you. So guess what? My name is Dwayne, but the issue that I'm dealing with has now named me anger, like some of you on here. Some of your names are yes, that what your mom and dad gave you, but your issue has now given you another name. Woo, my Father, thank you, Jesus. Yosha, your issues have named you not being trustworthy. That's brother not being trustworthy. That's sister not being not trustworthy. That's sister perversion right there. That's brother perversion right there. Your issues have named you. And now many of you are acting out what your issues have called you. Okay, that's it. I'm going to cut it right there. I'm going to leave it right there. Glory be to God. We're going to open up the lines. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I know some of you probably saying, no, Prophet Woods, keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. Let's go ahead and talk about this. No, we're going to leave it right here. We're going to talk about this next week. Amen. On next week's broadcast. Praise God. If Pastor E allow me to come and speak again, we're going to talk about this again. Amen. Your issues have now named you. Instead of you being champion, your issue says now you're a failure. I feel this thing, Pastor E. Amen. I feel this thing, Prophet Blaylock. I feel this thing. Your issue has now taken center for to now name you to what it wants to name you now. My name, some of y'all names ain't this, but some of y'all names are now pornography. Some of y'all names are promiscuous. Amen.
I changed my issue names in the name of Jesus. They don't have no
Amen.
More room up in here. I talk to them. I demand them to get up out of here in the name of Jesus.
You better
we have that
you better
power.
Say it. You better say that.
Better turn that
but
thing
I'm telling
around.
You, Pastor E, but there's some people who have allowed their issues to now name them.
Right. And I decree and declare that. Take it back tonight. Take that name
Amen.
Off of you and get
take,
the name of God
yes.
on your life.
Yes, sir. I hope and pray, y'all, that this has helped somebody tonight. Amen. I'm on fire. I'm excited about what God is getting ready to do in many of y'all lives. Please, hey, push the – you go ahead and do it, Pastor. You know how to do it better than I do.
We're going to give you an opportunity if you're on this call and you have a question, you have a request, a prayer request. It may be one person out there that doesn't know the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior. We want to invite you to come on in now. We'll get you a starter kit, and you can come on over and get involved right now. You don't have to wait. I know somebody told you it's a 10-year wait. 5-year wait. It's a right now wait. You come to Jesus now, you can start living for him immediately. But for the rest of our callers, go ahead and dial 1, give Prophet Dwayne a shout out, or I think the word has resonated among, because they ain't pushing 1 too fast and the board is full. But I will tell you, man of God, awesome word, way to bring it out. Yes, you can have the floor next week. Take issues to part 2 and see what the Lord says.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I got a text message from one of my prophet friends. He said, brother, he said, this needs to go viral.
Yeah.
This right here needs to go viral. You know.
Amen. Area code 860, last 45172. You're live in the prophet's closet with Prophet Dwayne.
How y'all doing this evening?
God bless you.
Yes, I want to say this pertaining to the issues. The issues are as ancient as the beginning of creation. Coming from the invisible world of iniquity, acting out in the fleshly body and the synergy of the sinful part of the soul that's in opposition of this pure destiny in which it was designed to function in. Get that. But I just spoke to you. Process that. Shalom. Shalom today. Thank you much.
Amen. God bless you, Prophet Todd.
Amen. Anybody else, come on in. Dial 1. As we process, as we evaluate, as we check ourselves, because the person who can fix your issue is you. Let me speak personally. I had to fix my own issues. Yes, God had already forgiven me and placed in heavenlies my life to be according to his will, but I had to do the changing. I had to do the fixing. I had to do the checking of myself and saying that's unacceptable and I can't live that way anymore. And now my issues went away because I know how to tell my issues to go. I know how to tell my issues they don't live here no more. But you got to know, first of all, what they are and be willing to,
yes.
You got to be willing to face them and take dominion over them, and know that that they'll come back up. They're one step away. You cannot think that just because you put those things behind you, they're waiting to come back in when you go unconscious. So I'm thankful for the word tonight. I'm thankful for the principle that was put out, and we'll definitely look forward to next week, part two, issues. Go ahead and pray us out of here, man of God. Everybody, I'm not going to throw nobody under the bus tonight, but we know that it has resonated. So God bless you, man. Enjoy the rest of your evening. I know you got a full schedule ahead of you, but you have done a great job. Thank you.
Amen. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you. We give you praise for what you said through today, God. We ask, God, that the people who may be dealing with issues, ancient issues, ancestral issues, generational issues, Lord, that you begin to now eradicate them out of our lives now. And Father, we thank you. We stay in complete submission to you, Father. And we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you begin to take centerfold of our lives now. Lord, I give my life to you. For those who are on, Lord, they're saying they give their lives to you and they no longer want their issues to name them. Father, now we speak into the atmosphere that our issues no longer has named us, but we have now declared and decreed our name. My name is Dwayne. I'm a child of you, Father, and I'm asking, Father, that you continue to increase me more with your deity, and the flesh, Father God, keep it under right now. Keep it under now, right now, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for the broadcast. We thank you for the person who's behind the broadcast, Pastor E, who's pushing all the numbers, God. I even thank you that the numbers will increase every week, God, through every teacher that is on the Now Network. I thank you right now, God. Even that child, that person, that woman who's listening, that man who's listening, who might not even know you, God, but through this message saying, I need to know who God is. I need to know who Jesus is. And, Lord, we thank you that those who have a desire to be saved will get in contact with us, Lord, and that we can lead them to you, Christ. And for those who are dealing with issues, that they would go to you because they're free at will to be a servant of yours, God. And, Lord, we thank you and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, let every heart say amen. God bless each and every one of you. You have now been served in the closets, in the prophet's closet.
Glory to the name of Jesus. Come on, give us the glory. Hallelujah. So many precious promises. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus.
When you lift your hands up high, sing a song of praise to me. It brings me great delight. Such a lovely sight.
And yes, it is true.
Praise looks good. Hey, yeah. Morning, night, or noon, the praise ascends to heaven like us. Let us sweep our
like the smell of sweet perfume.
family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.